about the creek. Creek talk, talking about the creek. Creek talk, talking about the creek. Talking about Dawson's Creek.
Welcome back to Creek Talk. This is Steven.
And I'm Jamie.
And this week, we're recapping Season 6, Episode 13, Rock Bottom.
Finally got there. There's only one way to go now, and that is up.
Lucky 13, Rock Bottom.
Yeah.
Jamie, let me ask you a question. Have you ever hit rock bottom?
Not like Audrey, no. Can't say that I have.
I just thought of that now. But now that I think about it, there was a rock bottom when we were living together. Like, not when we first started living together, but I was like finding like coins because we were so broke, and like coins that like my dad saved quarters for us, and we quarters, and I was like, I don't know what to do. But yeah, that was my rock bottom.
I've never had like a problem that caused me to hit rock bottom. Mm-hmm. I have been in a situation where I had to choose between like a roof over my head or pay my school loan bill, you know, and I was eating ramen noodles and Philly soft pretzels for a while. Like, I don't know if that's really considered rock bottom in that sense, though, because I feel like when people use that term, it's more in relation to like spiraling out of control, not just, you know, you're having a hard time financially because of your job and where you live and you know, whatever. Like, I was young and money was tight because I wasn't making enough to afford where I was living. There was extenuating circumstances. I got laid off, got picked up by another job, went from full-time to part-time, and was going to school too. So it got tight, but I don't think I consider that rock bottom.
No, that's like having hard times. The same, I think, but that was just, no, I think mine was a rock bottom because I was like, where's all my money going?
Yeah.
But yeah, like when I was like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And I'm like finding quarters in my piggy bank that I forgot I had. And I'm like, oh well, I don't know what else to do. But anyway, what did you think of this episode?
I liked it, but I think my favorite part was with Grams.
Yeah.
Because we finally get to see Grams, and I missed Grams. And she's, you know, going through some stuff too. But like, I don't know, Joey and Eddie. And then I'm glad that like we got Audrey to where she needed to be, and she finally was like, okay, like you're right, maybe I do need help, because she was struggling. So I'm happy. It's also amazing that they went from the East Coast to the West Coast in a blink.
I thought of you.
I mean, one minute they're in like South Carolina, and then the next minute they're there.
I know. Well, it's TV.
I'm like, huh, hold up. I've taken this drive. That's not accurate. And why did they go all the way to South Carolina from Baltimore or whatever they were?
No, they were in North Carolina.
They were North Carolina?
Yeah, they said North Carolina.
I thought it was. Where were they originally?
Boston.
Okay. Where's Boston?
You have to look the map.
Massachusetts, right?
I don't know. You're asking me?
Where's Boston?
I'm only a U.S. citizen, but I don't know where.
We don't know geography because our country is too big. Hold on. I'm going to look this up really quick.
I'm Googling right now, too.
Boston's in Massachusetts, right?
Map of the United States of America.
All right. Boston is in Massachusetts. And then we're going to do some directions. We're going to rotate this. And then we're going to say
Boston is a city. Yeah.
Los Angeles, right? They went to LA. I'm just checking this real quick. Now, I know back then they didn't have GPS, right? They were using maps and whatever. But they had no reason to go south.
No.
To the Carolinas. They had absolutely no reason to go to the Carolinas. They would have went through New York. down.
Yeah, Massachusetts is all the way.
Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, and then Utah. No, oh yeah, Utah. Yeah, but what is this one? I don't even know what state this
Well,
is.
unless they had to
Colorado.
be, unless they had to be on the bottom of California.
They do, but even still, there's three different ways to get there according to my GPS. None of them go through the Carolinas. If they wanted to go south, it would have been Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, and then what freaking state is this? Can't tell. Then we'd end up in like the tip of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and then into California. The way that I was saying takes them right through Vegas. But and you know what? She mentions going, it's like, oh no, we stopped off in Vegas. So I feel like they would have taken this route. It
She
takes a
did.
day, it's almost 2 days to get there.
She said that. I don't remember.
She does. She's well at the end when they get Bob out and she was messing with him, she's like, yeah, Bob, we stopped in Vegas and got married, don't you remember? He's like,
Oh, I
no.
thought she was just joking.
She was joking. She wasn't serious, but she was saying, like, I know what to do with them. I'm gonna mess with my parents. But makes me think like they were near Vegas. And I mean they could have taken this route and it probably would have been like a couple hours from Vegas. But there's no reason why they would have ended up south in the Carolinas, north or south. They're nowhere near them, each of these routes.
All right, well, let's not overthink it.
I'm overthinking.
Because
I'm overthinking it.
we'll be stuck on that rabbit hole for hours, and I really don't have the time to do that.
You're right. You're right. Let's move on. Let's move on. I'm just saying, I've been taking this trip and I did not go that far south and I was more south than they were in Boston. So
Now, when you were traveling across the country to get to Vegas,
yes.
are you and your traveling companion making home videos together in the car, like they did?
No, ain't nobody got that kind of time. But they also had more people in the car, so maybe. But the fact that one of us was driving, the other one was probably asleep. So no, we
They
didn't got
all
that time.
they also never showed the camcorder that they were using.
You know that thing had to be big, right? Like,
No, it had to be like a handheld one, probably by that time.
well, compared to it's so big compared to like the way they are now. They were still using VHSs. When did DVDs come
Well,
out?
no, they probably have one of those like little square ones, and then you had to put that in the actual V, the big VHS.
Okay, I remember those. Wow, I remember those. Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I thought the road trip stuff was like silly. I knew you were gonna say something about it. Something in my gut yesterday told me that you were gonna bring this up.
I mean, experience says that they're totally full of it.
So they've been doing this thing, like they've been throwing out these like lines from like the early seasons, and the scene with
Paris gets
Eddie,
brought up. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
yeah, Paris gets brought up, but like there was a scene where Joey and Eddie are hitchhiking, and he goes, "You can try it," and she says something like, "I'm not gonna shake my ass just to like get a for a ride or something like that." Didn't she say that in the episode with Pacey when they were hitchhiking, when they were
I
cutting?
feel like it. That was a long time ago. I don't remember though.
I have to find it.
We'd have to look that up because I don't remember. But I really wouldn't be surprised because there were a lot of joking. They were skipping school, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm looking it up because it was season three, and she was she they were going to see True Love together. Joey says, "Cut class with you? Sounds delectable. I'll pass." My God, I can't believe like I wrote so much. This was 60 pages of notes. Like, I literally wrote everything down. Like, this episode, I think I only have like 30 pages.
I feel like the la this last season we've really cut down on our notes and have just been kind of like free form winging it.
Yeah.
But it's working, it works.
It's because, like, when they say something that's really funny, like, I'll write it down. But, like, sometimes.
Yeah. Well, before in the beginning we were doing like the whole script, like
I
build
know.
up.
I
We
was so
were doing a whole play by play. Now we spent half our time distracted.
I know. I listen back to some of them. I'm like, God, Steven, what the fuck are you doing?
You're talking too much.
Yeah, we were. Pacey and Joey are walking down this deserted road. He tells her they're almost there. He asks her. Oh, here you go. He tells her she should stick her thumb out and hitchhike. She says, What else? Maybe I can hike up my skirt and pout my lips, strike some sexy pose for a horn dog trucker. Stick out your own thumb, you sexist toad. No, she doesn't say anything like that.
No, nothing about shaking her ass, but
I really
I
thought that
mean,
she
that's
did.
okay.
I really thought she did. My bad. Well, that was a waste of time.
Take it back now, y'all.
I just immediately thought of that scene. That's why.
Yeah.
But this stuff with Audrey was annoying. Did you notice Pacey wasn't even in this episode?
There was a couple people that weren't in this episode, but yes, I did notice the lack of Pacey.
And Jack.
Yep.
Natasha's back.
But I think this was the last we'll probably see of her, though.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
She also smokes.
Yeah, I never noticed that before.
Well,
Did you?
they never showed her smoking before. She was smoking on the set of the movie.
Very proud of Dawson, though. Very proud of Dawson when he finally,
Yeah.
let those balls dangle. It took control.
I also thought it was good that she kind of gave him that information too. Like, you need to stop and like get control of the situation. Like, they're all gonna walk all over you. And he did. And then Heather's like, "You were almost fired." And I was like, "Well, you can't fire him. You forced him into the fucking job. Like, you
I
have to fire
know.
him."
Who does that really like make look bad? Him
Exactly.
or you?
Her and the bigger producer who was like, "You can do it. Go have
Right.
your mother sign a permission slip."
Right.
And the stuff with Jen and CJ, it was all right. I agree though. I like the stuff with Grams more. Jen's haircut is atrocious.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it could have been cute if it was cut differently. You know what I mean? Like the bob could look really cute on her if it was layered appropriately. It looked like somebody just was blind and let their kid, like they let their like 9-year-old cut her hair
With dull scissors.
with really dull scissors. Like they were just chopping it and it wasn't like a controlled chop. You know what I
Bangs are
mean?
like up to here. It's
Well,
insane.
her bangs have been like that. I don't know if you've noticed. I've been having an issue with her hair for a while, and her bangs have been
They
like
have.
I don't know what this is, and it's like the same thing with who else had that hair? Was it
Was Andy, remember?
Andy? And then I feel like Monica from Friends at one point had the
Oh no,
super
it was Courtney Cox from Scream 3. That's what it was.
Courtney. Okay, it was somebody with dark hair. They had like this like stupid short hair. I don't understand why anybody would only do that to their bangs. I just why?
Don't know. I guess that was the style back then, because
Well, why? It was a terrible style. I don't even remember that style. If I had bangs, they came at least in my eyebrows, not like halfway between my forehead and my eyes. It's just stupid. Whatever. I digress. I'm
never.
not gonna get super crazy over a haircut. I just feel like it could have been done better. Was it like Josie and the Pussycats had that flare? Hold on, let
Oh
me look this
yeah.
up. And
Yeah,
that
it's
looked
with that
really cute.
bob
That was,
haircut.
yeah, it was done really well. Like, I don't know what they, if they tried to do that with her hair and just failed miserably, or somebody just did it as a joke. Hold on.
I wonder if she was filming a movie and her hair was cut that short.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But like the Josie and the Pussycats, like her hair was kind of like that. But it was cute. And
Yeah,
her bangs were not that short.
Josie's hair was cuter than Jen's.
Yeah, by like a lot.
All right, well, we will break this episode down in just a moment. But Jamie, why don't we do like a quick catch up? We never do these.
Yeah, we never do them, right? Like ever, ever. And this time I actually have things to talk about. Very exciting stuff.
Oh, what happened?
Well, first and
Tell everyone.
foremost, I did an adult thing, guys, and I finally went and had my eyes checked. It's been a while. It's been since like COVID, I think. And I'm like, I need to do this. I'm getting blind again. So, I went and did that over the weekend, and I just got a notification that my glasses are ready for pickup. So they did that really quick. I've had to wait like 2 weeks. It's been less than a week.
Where did you go?
Target.
Really?
Target's in network. Yeah. It was either for out here, it was either Target or Pearle Vision.
Oh.
And I went with Target because that I looked them up, and like Pearle Vision, they don't really give you a lot of idea. Like they kind of give you an idea of what they have, but it's a lot of like really, really expensive stuff. And like there's not a lot. Like I don't know what deals they're having. Target's very like upfront about it. They're
I
like,
don't
this
think
is
that
everything that
Market.
we've got. Some of them do. They have Target optical. And
See them here.
There's deals going on online, and like you can see everything. They're very transparent. Their app, you can try the glasses on right there on your phone. I mean,
Oh.
it's a little janky, but you get an idea. And so we went, and it was a quick experience. It wasn't bad. I picked out glasses, and I really can't wait to get the frames. So I think depending on what time we get down here tonight, I might go get them. If not, I'll get them tomorrow. Can't wait to wear them. They're super cute. So yeah, who knew? Target, right? I think
I
I
gotta.
spent my glasses, the frames were like Armani, and I spent $4 after insurance on the frames.
Oh, that's good.
And it was like 200 something dollars for the lenses, and they're scratch resistant. I got that blue coating glare thing. They're my lenses. I forget what they're called, but like they're special lenses so that they're smaller because otherwise they'd be thick because I'm blind. So I got them, and I'm trying the transition lenses now. So
No, I got them. I hate them.
I don't know. I'm going to try them because normally I buy two pairs of glasses and I always forget about the sunglasses. So I got the transition. I have like 28 days to try it, and if I don't like it, I can take it back and they'll get me new lenses or whatever. So if I don't like them, I can take it back and they'll fix it.
I personally feel like it was a waste because they don't really like they don't do anything. I feel like the sun's still like shining in my eyes when it happens, like when I'm out in the sun with them.
Yeah, I don't know. We're gonna find out.
It's silly to me. And Justin was like, "You look like an old person with this."
You're
I
not
was
giving me a
like,
lot of
"Really?"
faith here,
I was
Steven.
like, "I thought that I was like being cool by getting the
You're
transition lenses."
not giving me a lot of faith here, Steven.
Well,
We're gonna
you might
see how
like
the
them.
transition we're gonna see how the transition lenses go. But like I said, I have a certain amount of time. If I don't like them, I can take them back and they'll just give me new lenses. But yeah, that's exciting. And then the
That
other really big news is my mom is coming to
Oh
visit
my God,
at the
that's
end of
exciting.
April, so probably won't be recording that week.
So you'll be recording that week?
Ha 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 ha. He's so funny. You're hilarious.
So, you know this podcast is priority over your mother, right?
Cough, cough.
Well, that's exciting. When did she tell you she was doing that?
Well, we've been talking about it for a couple of months now, and then she finally booked her flight and sent me the details. So I took off work. So I will have the entire week. She'll be here for a week. She's coming in Sunday
Oh,
morning
wow.
and she's leaving the following Saturday night. So
That's exciting.
it is
I'm
exciting.
happy that
I'm
you get to
very
see
proud
her.
of her for braving a 5.5 hour flight. So
Did you do anything
nope,
else that was exciting, or is that it?
that's it.
So this past week, I had a friend's bridal shower because I'm in the wedding.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Because gay guy equals bride, bridal shower. You have to be standing for the bride, apparently.
Well, I mean, you're also friends with the bride more than the groom, so.
So I got to announce all the games because nobody else wanted to. And I had 4 glasses of wine. The bartender hit on me. He was cute. Not my type, but he was cute. I just went with it. I was just being me, just Steven, just being Steven. And then by the end of it, I had total anxiety because they were talking to me about the rehearsal dinner and everything. And I was like, what? I forgot about that. But we had Michael. We took him out to a couple of stores around there. Justin took him to the mall like the whole time I was at the shower having fun. And sending me like videos of him the whole day. And we took him to Five Below again. It wasn't a nice Five Below. I didn't like that Five Below. I didn't really find that much stuff, but he enjoyed it. But then we went to Applebee's and then we just went and just ran some errands and then came home. It was like a miserable day. It was raining the whole day. And what else happened? Sunday we just went like food shopping. We didn't really do anything. I just had this shower to go to and I got to see some friends and had a good time. The end result was me becoming anxious. So,
Not so good on that front, but I'm glad you had a good time.
yeah, Amanda looked really cute. I will say that. And I love her family. So I got to see her mom and her aunt Sue.
Good. Oh,
So,
yeah, Sue. I remember Sue.
yeah, I know. As soon as I saw her, I was like, Sue! I was like, I haven't seen you in forever. But I had a doctor's appointment today, which is why I had to take a half a day. And Justin made me a doctor's appointment in November because he found it's a freckle really on my upper thigh. It looks like a smiley face, and I was just like, whatever, I'm not worried about it until I go to the doctor. And then he found another mole that was raised on my body, and he was like, make sure you tell the doctor. Remember I was telling you, I was like, I have a doctor's appointment this month and I don't remember when it is.
Yeah, you didn't remember when or where or anything.
Yeah, I was like, he's gonna be so mad because he made such a big deal about going to the doctor. And I'm not somebody who just runs to the doctor for everything. And I got a text like the next week saying my appointment was this week. And I was like, oh, thank God I didn't miss it. So I had to like take off or take a half a day to make sure I went. But I walked there and
So proud.
it's like a 10-minute walk from my house, which is nice. It's like right in the city. It was a nice little
Stroll.
experience for me.
Oh,
Yeah.
good.
Yeah, I was so proud of myself.
I know you were texting me and you're like, this wasn't bad. I made it. I like my doctor. I'm like, I'm so proud of you.
I was so nervous. I was like, I don't know where it's at. And you know how I am with directions. I get lost going outside I open my door and I'm lost. And I followed my Google map and it was like, turn here, turn here. But like once I figured out where it was taking me, I was like, oh, I know where this is at. Like I'm not a complete fucking idiot. But I was like, oh, okay, this is fine. I was there. I made it. And then when I was done, like I went down, I got blood work done. They gave me a tetanus shot, and the doctor was like, you're completely healthy, like you're fine.
Tetanus shot. Why did they give you a tetanus shot? Why did they feel like you needed one?
He said you should get one every 10 years. He was like, it looks like you haven't gotten one in a long time. And I was just like, yeah, I don't know when the last time was that I got one.
I'm pretty sure I haven't gotten one since I was a kid.
I know I got one as an adult. I don't know when though. But he also mentioned the flu shot, and I said, I don't really get the flu shot. It's not something that I care about. And he was trying to sell it on me, and he was like, you know, I'll bug you next year when you come in, but like it's something that we advise because it helps prevent the flu from going around. And I was like, I get it. I was like, but like I don't get the flu. Like I don't get sick like that. I haven't gotten a flu shot in years, and it's not
I've never
something
gotten a flu shot.
I care about. I think I got it once when I was in my early 20s. That was it.
I
But
feel like everybody that I talk to, when they get the flu shot, they ultimately end up with the flu.
yeah.
So I'm like, no. No.
He was like, you know, it's definitely like, you know, whatever. Well, I really liked him, by the way. I always
Good.
liked having a male doctor. My last primary doctor was a younger female, and I was very uncomfortable going to see her.
Why?
I don't know. I just before her, I had an older male, and I just felt very comfortable talking to him about things and like I literally met this guy for the first day, and I had to pull my pants down and have him look at my butthole. So I was like, okay, nice to meet you, doc. And then he thought it was funny, so it was fine.
I can get that though. Like, I totally understand that. I feel like for me, like when I go to the gynecologist, I don't think I could ever have a male doctor.
Yeah.
Like, I imagining myself getting naked and spreading my legs for some random male doctor just doesn't sound like a good time.
I don't know. I just felt more comfortable having it be a male,
Yeah,
and he
I get
wasn't.
that. Good.
It's, you know, it's my preference.
Nothing wrong with that.
So anyway, that was my day. Now we're recording. Here we are.
Here we are.
All right. I'm glad that we had fun weekends. I'm glad your mom's coming to see you at the end of the month.
Me too.
Yeah, so why don't we get into this episode, Jamie? What do you think?
Let's do it. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. This week we are recapping season 6, episode 13, titled Rock Bottom. Aired January 29th, 2003, written by Tom Capinos and directed by Robert Duncan McNeil. So we open with Joey and Audrey. They're in their dorm room. They're packing Audrey up because she's going to rehab, and Audrey doesn't want to go to rehab.
They tried to make me go to rehab, and I
Yeah.
said,
Oh
no.
no. That's the only thing that came into my head she kept saying, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
And I don't even think that song was out at this time. I think that song came out way later.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
So Joey's like, "Do you remember how I found you unconscious?" And she was like, "Duh, I was unconscious." Like, no, I don't remember. And she's like, "Look, the doctor said that I had a mild case of alcohol poisoning. I'm not the first or the last college student that that's going to happen to." I was like, she's always downplaying everything, this girl. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So Joey's like, "You have a problem. You need help. You need to be around people who love and care about you." And she's like, "And who's that, Joey?" And she's like, "Your parents." Joey's still packing up her shit. Oh, at one point she's like, "Do you want this sweater?" And she's like, "No, it doesn't show off the girls," or something. And
Yeah. Doesn't really accentuate the girls.
she's like, "Audrey, you should really think about getting better instead of getting laid." And she's like, "Who knows? Maybe I'll have sex with Ben Affleck." And she's like, "Well, you should definitely let me know if that happens."
Yeah, I want all the details.
So Audrey's like, "Oh, did you pack all my issues of G Magazine that I missed while I was being wasted and whatnot?" That line bothered me. It was like they were making fun.
Right? They were making light of the situation.
Yeah, it was annoying. I was like, she has a serious problem, and she's like concerned about like magazines she missed while being, wasted and whatnot. It was such a weird line to me. I didn't like it. She could have been like, "Did you pack my magazines? I missed a lot while I was like, whatever." I don't know. I just didn't like her.
Struggling.
Yeah, I didn't like the way that she said it. It was like so
Because
harsh.
of this, that's her though. She's always trying to make light of the situation so that people don't worry, so not paying attention to her. I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. Maybe if I say it enough, I'll believe it myself. I'm
Yeah,
fine.
that's true. So, Joey's like, "Yeah, as well as InStyle, and I taped you a bunch of Trading Spaces." Do you remember Trading
Oh
Spaces?
my God, I used to love that show.
Me too.
Ty. Wait, was it Ty?
Ty Pennington, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that was that show, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to remember a lot of the designers. But yeah, I used to watch that all the time.
Ty was in like a couple of shows. I remember he used to do like a makeover too, like House Makeover or something.
Oh yeah, that show on ABC. It was like Home Makeover something.
Yeah, they would do like a free house makeover for somebody who like deserved it, or somebody, I guess the people, they would write like a bunch of stuff in entries or whatever for like deserving people who struggle, and they would do like a whole makeover.
Yeah, what was that called?
It was with Ty, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's Google it.
It's like Home Makeover something. I used to watch it once in a while. I never like just really watched it. He was annoying though.
I didn't mind it. So it was
Oh, Extreme Makeover, Home
Home
Edition.
Edition, yeah, Extreme
Okay.
Makeover. And he did do Trading Spaces, so there's that too. I used to think he was so cute. Not anymore though. He's aged. When he was younger though. He had like this surfer vibe thing going on. I don't know.
Yeah, he did. His face just about, or not his face.
He aged. He's old now. He's like
His
how
voice
fit he's
bothered
like
me.
almost 60 years old. Man's 59 years old.
People get better with age. What are you talking about?
Some do, not everybody.
So they hug, and Joey's like, "You can do this, Audrey." And Audrey's like, "Well, when I return, I'll be clean and sober and a hell of a lot more boring." And Joey's like, "I can't wait."
Looking forward to it.
So Audrey tells Joey that she loves her, and she's like, "Thank you for not giving up on me." And Joey's like, "You're a royal pain, and I love you too." So then Audrey leaves. She's like walking out the dorm, and Joey just closes the door on her. And then Audrey just like makes his face like, "I don't want to do this." It was so
Yeah,
weird.
she's
I was
like,
like, "Why didn't she walk her out to the
I know. I would
cab?"
have at least walked
Goodbye.
her to the cab and been like, she goes to the airport.
Yeah.
No deviating. Although once she goes to the, honestly, I probably would have went with her to the airport and made sure she got through security at least. I mean, if she turned around and left, that's on her. But I mean, there's only so far you can take to a person before they like have to be responsible for themselves.
So her not like seeing her off, like literally seeing her off, that Audrey
Isn't gonna
not
go.
going. Yeah. So
Again, everybody like her heart's in the right place, but they're trusting her a little too much.
man, she's just been a fucking mess, like this whole season.
Yeah. I don't know what changed, but it's like the moment they came back from their summer break, her and Pacey, they were just having, she was having problems.
Yeah. She was a mess. She wanted to live that high partying lifestyle. That's what she wanted.
Should have stayed in LA, I guess.
So we get the opening credits, And then we cut back to Joey. She's like rushing for something to print, and she's like rushing out the door. And as soon as she opens it, guess who's there?
She probably had a class to go to or something. That's why she didn't take Audrey to the airport. But I guess her class is just
That's true.
that took a back seat anyways because she gets the call that Audrey never got
Yeah.
on the plane.
Once again, Audrey fucking up her whole life and schedule.
That selfish bitch.
So yeah, she opens the door and guess who it is?
Eddie. Our favorite guy in his freaking
Red vest.
red poofy vest.
Wait, isn't did you ever see Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No.
Doesn't he always? Oh, well, I think he always says, "Please, please, Eddie." Or something like Every time I hear Eddie, I think of that, and I can't do it like he does it, but it's funny. He goes, "Please, Eddie." I think that's what it's from. He's like begging him to do. I don't remember. I last time I saw that movie, I was like a little kid, but I think that's what happens. Yeah, it's Who Framed Roger Rabbit. He goes, "Please, Eddie." Just, do you remember that? Who Framed Roger Rabbit? When he goes, "Please, Eddie."
Zeddy.
You remembered.
Please, Zeddy. You sound like a bird.
No, it's.
Zeddy.
Yeah.
Like a pigeon.
So yeah, Eddie comes and surprises her. She's like, "What do you want, Eddie?" She looks at him like this. She goes, "What do you want, Eddie?" Like she's just so mad. She just does not like him.
Why are you here? Even though I just saw you and you were all like, I love you. And you tried to kiss me. And I was like, no, but I love you too. But bye. Like, I just don't understand this entire thing with him, this episode. Just like, why?
Well, I guess they did it because they didn't have like an official goodbye. So now it's like them saying goodbye to one another, you know? Like they have
I
that.
guess, but whose fault is that, Eddie? Whose fault is that, Eddie? Whose fault is that, Eddie?
I blame the red vest.
I blame the red vest, yes.
He's like, "I just wanted to say goodbye." And she goes, "Really? Because that's not really your style. What do I owe the honor?" And he says, "No, you're always sexier when you're angry, and you seem to be angry at me a lot. Lucky me, I guess."
Don't change the freaking subject, mister.
So yeah, he's trying to be all cute with her, and she's like, "Yeah, fuck you. I gotta go, Eddie." And he's like, "Wait, wait, wait. You were right about everything you said to me that night, because I was just afraid, Joey." And he's like, "I'm going to California. I'm going to crash with my sister and her family." Conveniently, he's got a sister who lives in California who's like, because now he's going to this California writing program that Hudson wrote a recommendation for him.
Now he's got a sister, and
Know.
we're just learning more and more about this guy's family and life that he never, ever, 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 ever wanted to give us any information on.
I know. And she has a matching red vest.
Oh no. She must have found it after she was dating Eddie a little bit and was like, this reminds me of Eddie. I'm gonna buy it. We can be twins.
Wait, what? I'm talking about the sister.
I thought you meant Joey.
Never wears a red vest.
I know, but I'm like, could you imagine if she did just because it reminds her of him?
Oh, yeah, she's like one of those girls that has to be like the guy she's dating.
Right. She's a chameleon.
So, he even says that there might be a scholarship for him. He doesn't know what's going to come of it, but I'm just going to go for it, you know? She's like, "Good for you, Eddie." And he's like, "I'm leaving tonight. I'm driving there." And then he's like, "You know, I thank you again, Joey. I owe you a lot." She's like, "Good luck out there." And he's like, "Is it out of the question to just ask for a hug?" And she's like, "Sure." So then they hug, and she looks like so disappointed that this is happening. And he kisses her on her forehead, and they almost seem like they're getting into this, like they're gonna kiss. But then the phone rings. She's like, "Saved by the phone ring, phone bell, phone ring."
Yeah. Saved by the
And we find out that it's Audrey's mother. They don't know where Audrey is. And Joey's like, "Eddie, you might be owing me much sooner than you think." And then they're like, "Gotta go."
Yeah. We gotta go, and we're gonna go now. I hope you're ready for California because we're leaving today.
My God, this whole situation, like, it's so ridiculous to me. Like, if I was Eddie in this situation, I would have been like, yeah, I don't know about this. Like, you're kind of ruining up my schedule here. And
You
Joey's
said you
like,
owe me.
yeah,
I'm paying, you're paying it up.
that. And her other thing is, it's not like you're not going there. Like, California is a big state. He might be going to one part when she lives in LA. He might be going to a whole different area of
Well,
California.
didn't he say that it was, where did he say, where did they say where the workshop was?
No, I feel like they just said California. That was it. I don't remember. I would have wrote it down.
Yeah, I don't know. They left
So
it open on purpose, but yeah, California is huge.
they're like, convenient. This is convenient.
And it just happens to be in LA too.
Yeah, the writing program's in LA. I guess his sister lives in LA too.
Everybody's in LA.
I also wondered if they shot in LA, if they filmed anything in LA, if it was all green screen. Because when at the final scene where they're kissing, the palm trees looked fake to me, so I don't know.
They probably were. I'm kind of curious how close or far LA is from here. So LA to here. So LA is only about 4 hours from me.
Well, you could take an airport or an airplane.
Right? It could.
I want to go to LA.
I don't really. I mean, I would like to go to California, but I don't know about LA.
I should have moved there in my 20s when I wanted to. What was I thinking?
I knew people that did. And I didn't even know they left until like it was on their social media, and I'm like, damn, they went to California. All right.
Like nobody told me.
Yeah, right. I mean, it didn't matter,
You're like, bye.
but I was just like, all right, bye. See ya. Okay, cool. It was the ex-boyfriend that eventually turned gay, so I mean, I don't know.
What? You had an ex-boyfriend that turned gay?
Yeah, we dated for like 2 weeks, so I don't think it really counts.
Oh. How old were you?
It was in high school.
Oh.
15. Ish, maybe. I don't know. We were all friends.
Well, that doesn't count.
We only held hands. And then we broke
Okay.
up because I was like, this is kind of weird. And then, like, that weekend, I met a guy that I actually dated for 8 months.
Could you tell he was gay when you were like
No.
handholding
No. No.
with
But now, oh, yeah. He, like, completely stepped out of that closet.
Oh God. What is he, a drag queen now?
No, he's just, I don't know. I don't know if it was, if, I don't know. There's certain things that I've seen him post, and I'm like, oh, okay. That's different. Not that I care. I don't care. It's just like I was trying to reconcile it with like the person that I was friends with to like the stranger he is now. And I'm just like,
Well, that's the person who he is now is who he's supposed to be. The person he was back then was who he was pretending to be, you know?
Right, exactly. So like that's what I was trying to do, is trying to reconcile like the difference and like why.
That's so funny though that you said that, because there was a influence, quote unquote influencer, who brought up the same type of thing about queer people, which, by the way, I hate that word. I hate the word queer. And they were like, queer people have to pretend who they are until they're finally able to be themselves.
Right.
And I partially agree with that. I don't necessarily think I was ever hiding anywhere growing up. I think I was always just myself.
Yeah, you just
And
probably didn't. Because you said before, like, you didn't even realize it until the one day you're like, I think he's cute. Am I gay? Or whatever you said, where
yeah,
you
I
were
just.
questioning yourself. You know what I mean? It wasn't something you were like straight up aware of right away till you
No,
started
and I
questioning.
just was always just being who myself. And
Right.
I don't think I've changed at all as an
The
adult.
person. Right.
Like, I'm just, you know, this, I still think I'm the same person. I've obviously evolved as a 40 something, but like,
I mean, I don't know, but I never really stopped to really think too much about it. I was just like, yeah, whatever, it's cool. S you do you, boo-boo.
it's also 15. You're figuring out who you are when you're that young.
Right.
Thank God you didn't marry him.
Okay.
So now we cut to Dawson filming a scene for Wicked Dead. We see Natasha's back, and Dawson yells cut. He's like, moving on to the next scene. And the DP, this guy named Frank, he doesn't like Dawson. Dawson's like, well, what would you suggest? And he goes, oh, so.
Oh, yeah, they start talking about like scene jargon with lighting, and we can't do that. It's like impossible. I have no idea what they were talking about. But is anybody else just slightly disappointed that we didn't get to see Natasha's face when Dawson introduced himself as the director?
Yeah.
Because I was disappointed.
Yeah, that was such a big deal in the prior episode, and they
I
never did that.
know.
They just like went right into the movie.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to see her face. I wanted to see that. We didn't even get a picture of it, like nothing. I don't know, something. I wanted something. I wanted something.
I guess her reaction or her the way she treats him.
Her like attitude towards him was enough.
Yeah. Kind of like explained how she really felt about it.
Yeah, I guess. I still would have liked to see her face though.
So yeah, this director of photography, he's just like, he's not about Dawson, because he's like, Dawson's like, what would you suggest? Because he doesn't like the scene that Dawson set up, and he goes, how about a few more years of film school? And Dawson's just like, oh great. So we see Natasha standing by
You're
watching all
challenging
this.
my authority.
I know, like you would think the guy would like help him out a little bit, but
Something, but no.
I guess it's just, you know, people get jealous.
Especially if they've been like working with him for so long already. He's already been on the show, on the set. You would think that he'd already like have some kind of rapport with them after doing it with them, even though he wasn't the director at the time, but I guess not. It just goes to show, I guess.
It also just shows how bitter that Frank guy is. I mean, you can just
Yeah.
pretend to, I mean, you can pretend to just be helpful or. No,
Something.
that's not what I'm trying to say. Like, you can be upset and angry all you
But
want,
still
but
do your job professionally.
yeah, and
I
like maybe as a professional who's worked in the industry for as long as you have, maybe show Dawson some like help him out a little bit, you know, and help him figure out his way with like how he wants to shoot these scenes. Like that would be productive instead of being a nasty asshole. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like things sometimes in life our team efforts, and like this is clearly a team effort. They're all working together to make this film. Just because Dawson's the director doesn't mean that Frank couldn't be his like close, like second in command to help him out more. Like, you're just making things harder because you're being such an asshole. I don't know. I don't understand that. I don't understand people who do that. Just do
Me
your
either.
job. Be a professional.
Why you gotta throw your non-existent weight around?
Yeah. Like, and now you're like making Dawson second guess this whole thing when he didn't even want to do this in the first place. Like, I felt bad for Dawson in this episode.
Yeah, I did until he, took it
Please
back.
don't. Yeah.
He stood up for himself and he's like, listen, if you don't like it, you can leave. You're gone. Get out of here. Bye. I can do this without you. I'm so glad he made the decision.
He's like, get the fuck off my set. So Natasha comes over and asks Dawson why the scene that they just shot sucks so much. She's like, and who wrote this crap? And Dawson's like, I did. And she goes, oh, well, can you find a way to make this sound smarter? And then his phone rings and it's Gail. And he's like, Mom, I gotta go. And then Natasha's like, how is mommy?
She's such a bitch.
She's
All
like,
because he didn't want to sleep with her.
I know. You're gonna regret this one day, Dawson. You're gonna regret not wanting to fuck me in your childhood bedroom. Maybe I will, Natasha, but you're being very weird right now.
He's so aggressive. Like, why are we being so aggressive? Be aggressive. Be aggressive. Somebody took a bitter pill this morning.
She's so angry. Oh, you're so angry.
So angry.
So Natasha's like having a problem with some of the upcoming scenes because they involve her being naked. And Dawson's like, yeah, the studio wanted some gratuitous TNA, but don't worry, I'll shoot it very tastefully. And she's like, well, I'm not doing it. I don't do nudity, Dawson. No means no. And she like walks away smiling. So she's like being a major fucking problem for him. It's just so crazy. She really is a jerk.
Yeah. I told you I didn't like her from the beginning.
I didn't like her either. We see Graham's upset getting out of a car, and Jen just shows up and she's like, what's wrong? And Graham's like, I believe Clifton and I have broken up. And Jen's like, no, I thought you two were terminally smitten. What happened? Grimes is like, he wanted me to. He wanted me to. And Jen is like, is this about sex? Did he want you to do something? And she goes, oh no, everything is fine in that area. Any reference to Mr. Small's surname is a misnomer, so let's leave it at that. Jen's like,
Grams.
okay. Grams is having sex with Clifton.
Yeah, go Grams.
She's like, he wanted me to convert to Judaism. And Jen's like, oh, okay. And Grams is like, I can't do that. I can't turn my back on my faith. And Jen's is like, yeah, big baby Jesus would have a fit. And she's like, sorry, blasphemy and whatnot. She's like, he doesn't deserve you. Clifton Smalls is a freak. Grams is like, no, Clifton Smalls is not a freak. Clifton Smalls is a wonderful man. She's like upset they broke
He just doesn't want me to keep my religion.
up. Clifton knows how to lay the pipe in your old Grams. So now we cut to Joey and Eddie. They're finding Audrey. She rented a
How did they
hotel.
find her, first of all? How did they find her?
They don't say. They don't ever
No.
say.
But do you think that was weird? They just show up at some random hotel.
Yeah, I thought it was very weird. And I thought it was somebody's apartment at first. And then I was like, no, this is not someone's apartment. This looks like a hotel.
It's like a bougie hotel.
Yeah.
I don't know how they found her unless they use her credit cards, but how would she have access to it unless her parents? And
Oh,
maybe her
maybe.
parents did it. Maybe her parents, because it's their credit card that she was using, and they're like, this is where she is. Her card was running here. Go get her.
Yeah, because they never really explained it.
No, that's the only thing I can think that would make sense, because there's no way Bob could afford that place.
Bob. Back to you, Bob.
Back to you, Bob.
Well, I never even thought of that. I think it was Bob.
My name's Bob. Yeah.
Huh.
You actually remembered his name. Look at me.
So when they open the door, it's like this hilarious amount of like smoke, like pot smoke, and it's Seth Rogen playing Bob. And he looks so young.
I know.
So Joey's like, where's Audrey? I'm looking for Audrey. And Bob's like, who's Audrey? And she's like, you were with my friend and you don't even know what her name is. And he's like, well, we porked.
We didn't really discuss our names. We were just porking all night.
So he's like, she's in the crapper. She's been in there for a while. So then Joey opens up the bathroom doors, which are sliding doors, which is weird.
I know.
And she sees Audrey laying with her back towards them in the bathtub, and Joey's like, oh my God.
She
She
dead.
she's dead.
Everybody's frozen in time, and they're like, oh my God, she's dead. She's just dead. She's dead in the tub. Oh my God, she's dead in the tub. Eddie, oh my God. Eddie's just standing there like, what do I do? There's a naked blonde in the tub, and she might be dead. Joey's freaking out. What do I do? Frozen.
But she's not. She wakes up.
She does. Sober,
Joey's.
mind you. She doesn't even sound like she's that fucked up.
No, she looks
No
totally normal.
headache, no like, oh my God, night of partying. I don't know.
They all like start screaming, and then Audrey's like, what are you doing here? And she's like, we're looking for you. And she's like, what are you doing with him? I thought you guys were Splitsville. And Joey's like, you didn't go to rehab. And Audrey's like, yeah, I know.
Obviously, because I'm here. Hello.
She's like, how long have you been on the force, detective?
She's funny. I have to give it to her. She is funny. I'm gonna miss her, but I'm not gonna miss her antics.
Know. I miss season 5, Audrey. She was funny. Now
Me
she's just, I
too.
mean, she's still funny, but her just ridiculous storyline just, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I
So,
share your sentiments.
yeah, like I really started liking her. Now I'm just like over her. So she's like, is that guy still out there? And Joey goes, you mean Bob? And she's like, is that his name? She's like, how do you even know him, Audrey? And she's like, oh, I was doing karaoke at a bar on the corner and I did my Guns N' Roses thing and he started worshiping me. And Joey's like, I've heard enough. Pack your shit, we're leaving. Eddie's driving to California and I'm taking you to rehab. And she's like, Joey, don't get all after school special on me. It is sweet and all, but it kind of gives me dumb chills. She's like, I'm not going. I'm not going
The hell are
to that.
dumb chills?
Like, it's a dumb idea. Like, this is dumb. Like, you want to drive across the country to take me to rehab with Eddie? This is dumb. I'm not doing that. That's how I took it. So she's like, I'm not going to rehab. Deal with it. And Joey says, fine, don't go. But at least come with us. Clear your mind. Do you really want to hang out with this guy? And we see Bob. And he's like coughing and he has to go. He's like, can I pee? Can I take a piss? And she goes, fine, I'll go, but only if I could bring Bob. And she's like, no, you're not bringing Bob. And she's like, Joey, he's 21. He can buy us drinks. I'm like, this is the last thing you should be worrying about, Audrey.
Right, I'm just worried about who can get the booze. Meanwhile, I'm pretty sure Eddie could also get the booze, but Eddie isn't gonna do it, so that's a lost cause.
That's true. Eddie's not going to buy them alcohol. And she goes, Bob's an outstanding lay.
Psych. Later, we find out that was she? He's like, what did he say later? He said that it was all nice and slow, and then you went all, what did he say? She went
Hellcat on
all
me.
Hellcat on him, took control, and I mean, what was I supposed to do? I guess he couldn't handle her.
She
You're
was.
just so good.
You know what's so funny about these two? They both starred on Freaks and Geeks together, so they had a, they were friends already. So I thought that their chemistry was really funny. They you could tell that they had worked together before. But I think Busy Phillips broke character a couple of times laughing at him. I felt like it was kind of obvious.
Yeah, probably. I think I agree with that too.
So they leave. Joey's like, "We'll be in the car. Like, hurry the fuck up. We gotta go." And then Bob's like, where are we going? Audrey's like, we're going to LA. And Bob's like, cool, that's where Ozzy lives. I was like, oh, that's funny. There's a lot of Ozzy Osbourne references in this episode.
There was. Where's Jack?
Yeah, where is Jack? So he's like, you have beautiful breasts. You should be told that every day. She's like, thanks, Bob. And she's like rubbing lotion on her hands. And he's like, yeah, rub that lotion, baby.
God.
It was funny. I thought it was funny.
He was funny.
So now we cut to them all in the car driving. We get these montages of this like home video camera work going on and like, road trip music. I don't know. So they're driving and Eddie looks at Joey and she's like, what? And he's like, you haven't said one word for the past 4 hours. They drove 4 hours from Boston to North Carolina.
Yeah,
Four long
again.
hours.
Why?
She's like, what do you want me to say? He goes, well, how about you can thank me for starters for helping you out with all this? And she goes, you're the one who said you owed me big time. Besides, it's not like it's out of the way or anything. I was like, Joey, when people say I owe you big time, it's like a figure of speech. It's like it doesn't mean they really mean it. Like,
I mean, you're not really supposed to collect on it, right?
I know.
You want me to buy you like a coffee or something? I got you. But yeah, most people, when they say I owe you big time, they don't think you're going to actually collect on it.
Yeah, and Joey's just like, no, I'm taking that literally. You're driving me and my friend to rehab to California. So let's
You're
go.
going there anyway, so what does it matter?
Yeah, everything is in one spot in California.
Exactly. Apparently, yeah. California is literally almost the length of our entire country. And yet, we're all going to the same spot.
He goes, it's about simple human kindness. And she goes, oh, coming from a guy who dropped out of my life without so much as a passive aggressive email. Is that your example of simple human kindness, Eddie? And then Audrey wakes up, and that's when we find out they're in North Carolina. So Audrey's like, this road trip blows. The classic rock needs to go, and we haven't stopped to do anything fun. It's not like we're in a rush. I was like, oh my God. I felt so bad for Eddie.
Eddie did get picked on, but honestly, though, I think he kind of deserved it.
I don't think he deserved to have to drive them all the way across the country. Joey sort of just like made him do it, which is, it blows my mind that he just
I
agreed.
mean, I'm like completely and totally okay with her doing that for him. I don't know. I think that he deserved it. He up and disappeared on her. I think the least he could do is drive her and her friend across the country to where he's already going anyway, so.
I know, but I felt like they kind of like got past that last week. She's just still mad at him. Anyway, so Bob wakes up and he has a massive fart in the car, and Joey's they're like rolling down the window, and she's like, I'm gonna throw up.
Have you ever seen oh God, what the hell is that movie called? It's got Freddie Prinze Jr. in it. Hold on. I'm gonna look it up.
I've probably seen it.
There's like models or something involved. What the heck?
Oh, yeah. Head over heels or something like
Head
that.
Over Heels, yeah. So there's a scene in Head Over Heels where the girls are like trapped in the bathroom in the shower, and he like goes in there to poop, and then he finally leaves the apartment, and all you see are the girls like
Oh,
pawing on
yeah.
the walls trying to breathe, and that scene is what that reminded me of in the car where they were trapped in this car with this very gaseous person, just like I can't breathe. Like that's what it reminded me of. Head Over Heels is like awesome movie, by the way. If anybody hasn't seen it, you should. I low key love it. I can't tell you how many times I've seen that movie.
Yeah, I think it's really funny.
Yeah.
One actress in it's really, really funny. She's like the, she's got the accent.
One of the models.
Yeah.
The blonde one, Candy. She's
Maybe.
from Australia. She's got really weird
Oh,
stories about being on the farm.
no, not her. She is funny, but that's not the one I'm thinking of. It's another, the other actress. She's done a lot more work since this movie.
Was she one of the models or was it the main girl?
No, she was one of the models.
Was it Ivana? I can't pronounce this other name.
Yeah, Ivana Milosevic or whatever. She
Yeah.
plays Roxana. Yeah, she was really funny. I remember she was like, "She's daggers."
Oh yeah, she is really funny, and she is like, "The ladies, it's time to turn on the
Now I want to watch it. I remember
headlights."
I had it on like VHS, like when it first came out. So where was I?
Fart in the car.
To the fart in the car. So
No.
Bot wakes up and he smells it and he's like, "Oh, what is that?" And she's like, "It's you freak." Like, "Oh, my ass was relaxed while I was asleep." And then he farts again. And Eddie turns around and he goes, "Bob, like, come on, Bob. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?" But
Jeez, Bob.
I don't find fart humor funny or like shit humor funny. I think it's so gross. Sometimes it's funny, but like, I thought this was kind of funny though, because the way they all reacted to it.
Farts are funny. I don't think poop humor is really that funny. Poop is kind of gross and unfortunate when it happens when you're not on the toilet, but like farts are hilarious. I think farts are funny, especially when they're a good one.
Michael farts on me all the time, and I go, "Ew, you're so gross." And he thinks it's funny. So I farted on him the other day, and he thought it was hilarious. I used to do it to my nephew Kevin all the time, too, when he was a baby. I used to be like, "You're going to fart on me, I'm going to fart on you." So I just farted on It's funny. That's
That
funny.
is funny.
So we're back on the Wicked Dead set. We see Heather's back, aka Nicole Bilder back. She's like telling Dawson that he's behind in his reshoots. They've gone from 3 days to 5 days. The dailies are weak. You have a meltdown on your hands, and how you deal with this will define your career. And she's like, "Other than that, keep up the good work, sweetie pie." So then Dawson tries to call Todd, but he can't get through to him. Todd's new assistant won't put him through, and he's like, "I trained you. I know what you're doing." And he gets frustrated and he hangs up the phone. So then
I
Natasha's
was
like,
like, I don't want to talk to him. He took my job.
no, Todd was okay with it. Todd was fine with it, but I think it was just Todd. Maybe Todd's that kind of guy, I guess, but he also probably just wanted Dawson to learn, you know, figure it out.
True, true.
So Natasha goes, "It's not so easy, is it? You thought Todd was going to come in and just sweep in and save you?" And Dawson's like, "Look, I think we got off on the wrong foot yesterday. What can I do to make things better?" And she says, "Well, in lieu of finding her a real director to work with, maybe he can explain the scene to her." She's like, "It's a lot of exposition." And he says, "It's because you're explaining a lot of the stuff that we cut out." And she says, "I think that we can explain everything with a look between her character and the killer, between Claire and the killer." And Dawson's like, "A look?" And then Natasha says, Natasha goes, she goes, "Are you retarded, Dawson? Because you seem a little retarded right now." This is the second episode this season where somebody used retarded to describe
The
somebody.
R word. I know. Well, I mean, I feel like at this like time, that word was used in that kind of way. Like you're just being stupid. You're being dumb.
Yeah.
Not realizing it could be taken in offense, but
I know, it's just so shocking to hear it now.
I know.
I mean, I know.
Because now we don't use that word, but we used to use that word all the time.
I know
Like
I've said it.
you're so retarded. Like you're fucking stupid. Like I know I said it too. I used to call my brother retarded all the time. Like everybody did.
Yeah, it's
It's just
so
the way it
weird.
was.
It's just weird how things change.
But, quickly
Like how people
too.
would say, you're so gay. Like you're so gay, as in like you're so stupid. I'm sure I've said that. But now you say it and you're just like, you know, you're gonna get
Yeah, and I don't
canceled.
know.
Police. This
Cancel police.
is
This is the cancel culture that we live in now.
So he's like, look, I just don't think that's gonna work. And she goes, you better get used to the idea because I'm not saying any of this. And then she smiles and walks away. So Dawson turns around and the DP, Frank, asks him if that's a shot that he set up. And Dawson's like, yeah, what do you think? And he's just like, no. And he like walks away. He's like, that's whatever. Like, he's such an asshole. And I wrote, Dawson needs to get control of the situation. Like,
Yeah, he
ASAP.
does. Because he's losing it. Losing it.
Losing control.
Losing it.
We cut to Audrey standing on the hood of Eddie's car like an asshole. And he's like, can you get down? One, it's very dangerous. And two, you're being very disrespectful. She's like, Eddie, this car's a piece of junk anyway. I was like, oh my God.
Jeez. She's such a brat.
He says to Joey, it is wrong to hit girls, right? And she says, sadly, yes. She wants to hit her. She's like, I want to punch her in her face. So Audrey tells Eddie, you're going to look really hot pumping gas. Maybe that should be your next career move. And Joey's like, you know, you're not funny. You should lay off him because he's actually doing you a huge favor. And Audrey says to Joey, since when is she in a rush to defend blue collar Bobby? All these
Jeez.
Bobbies. Like,
I
why are
don't
they?
know. What does that mean?
Didn't he reveal himself as a major league scum sucker with his little disappearing act? Remember she called everybody scum suckers at Christmas?
Yeah, that's like her new favorite insult, I
Oh.
guess.
She's like, Merry Christmas, scum suckers. I'm out.
Who wrote this? Like, did people call them that back then? Like, was that was that an insult back then that I just don't remember?
I don't think I've ever used the term scum sucker.
You lint liquor.
Oh my God, my sister does that all the time. She does that
That
the
was funny, man.
That was funny.
You lean liquor. It was like the best commercial ever.
Her face, she's like,
You titty queen, you lean liquor. I don't even know. I don't even remember all the words. I
I
just
don't
love
think
it.
they said titty queen in a
No, I
commercial.
don't know. I don't remember what she said, but it was so funny.
I'm sure you can find it on YouTube.
Probably.
Oh my God, maybe they'll be on the commercials if they're on Wolf Lake.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. I don't remember what year that was coming out, but that would be so funny if it was.
So Audrey asks Joey who she was just talking to, and she's like, no one, I was just checking my messages. And she goes, well, can I use your phone? I need to make a phone call. So she's like, sure. So she goes and she checks the last caller and she
Pants are
goes,
on fire.
she's like,
Liar, liar.
you were just talking to my mom. And Joey's like, she's worried about you. And she goes, I'm not going to rehab. And if she cares about me, then where is she? And you're no better. She goes, this road trip is just a chance for Joey to spend time with Eddie. Wait, I thought I wanted to say it. She's like, this is just a chance for you to spend time with Eddie. And Joey's like, that's not true. She goes, stop wrapping it up with noble intentions because it's clearly not about me. It's all about him. So then Joey tells Eddie that Audrey's a mess. Maybe this wasn't a good idea. And while Eddie's pumping gas, Audrey and Bob get in the, well, I don't think Bob ever left the car, but Audrey gets in, drives away. All the groceries fall off the back of the truck. She takes the gas pump with her, and she's a fucking asshole. Unbelievable
Yeah,
it is.
like I don't. She's lucky that place didn't like I don't know blow up or something. That's
I
probably
know.
better. But still, come on, come on.
Who does
Poor
that?
Eddie. At least they didn't call the police on her. She is getting way too used to people not ratting her out for her behavior. It shows.
That's true. Yeah, she's just like, no one's gonna do anything about it, so I'm just gonna keep
They're just gonna let
chastising
me do
everybody.
whatever because they love me and they care about me. So I'm just gonna take advantage of the situation. I'm just gonna jack this dude's car and I'm out of here. Bye.
Bye.
Hi. Yeah, I just took that car. Don't give a fuck.
I'm gonna take that piece of crap car.
We're gonna go have some fun.
Yeah. We cut to Jen and CJ. They're at the stand. The fucking stand. I can't stand the stand. What a dumb name. She's like, the phones aren't ringing and it's starting to freak me out. And he's like, you need to relax. She's like, maybe my grams will call. And he goes, well, how's she doing? And she goes, well, I found her staring at her phone the other day listening to Lionel Richie. Hello. Is it me you're looking for? I was like, why? Because
I
Clifton
can
looks
see it in your eyes.
like because Clifton looks like Lionel Richie. Is that why?
I don't know. Maybe he really is a big fan and he just like was listening to it all the time and now that's what she thinks of.
Maybe that's her song.
Maybe.
CJ's like, you know, the same thing happened to my Uncle Bill when his wife died. They were like Ozzy and Sharon, another Osbourne reference. Like, what the fuck was going on? Did they have like a deal with like the writers of the show or something?
Maybe.
Like,
Push Ozzy. I mean, was that when their show was like, was that when their show was big? Remember how they had that TV show?
Ozzy, push the Osbournes as much as you
Push the
can.
Osbournes. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, probably. So Jen's like, well, is he seeing anyone? And CJ's like, no. He just discovered the internet, so he's always watching porno. And Jen's like, we should set them up. CJ's like, no. And Jen's like, it'll be fun. Let's just set them up. And then.
Like, hi, my name is no, my name is who? My name is
What? No.
look, look at some clarity.
CJ's like, you don't want to set your grams up with my Uncle Bill. Please don't do this to your grams. Don't do this to the public. We'll have to witness this. We see Eddie hitchhiking, and he tells Joey maybe she should try this out. And she's like, I'm not going to shake my ass just to get a ride. And he's like, well, I didn't ask you to do that, but if you felt it was important to the task, well, that'd be okay too. She's like, how can you joke at a time like this? And he's like, well, what do you expect? This whole situation is fucking ridiculous, Joey. And now I'm stuck on the road with someone who hates me. So she goes, I don't hate you, but I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about them. This is all about Audrey. And he says, that girl doesn't want anyone's help. Like, stop helping her. She's like, if she really wanted help, she would like ask for it.
I
She's like,
mean, half true. You can't help somebody that doesn't want to be helped.
no, you can't. She says, you know, you're probably right. I'm just having a hard time letting her go. You know, she hasn't always been this psycho. Well, she has, but in a good way. And he's like, you're a good friend. That's why you're here. And she says, and what are you getting out of all this, Eddie? What are you getting out of all this, Eddie?
Yeah, Eddie.
Eddie Spaghetti.
Eddie Spaghetti.
And he says, well, I get to spend time with you. And she looks at him for like a millisecond, almost falling back into like his like.
Gag me with a spoon.
She goes like this.
Oh, any my heartstrings.
Exactly. She goes, you know, I don't know about this whole friend thing. Maybe Audrey's right. She tells him Audrey said this road trip is really all about her because she's having trouble letting him go. I'm just prolonging the inevitable. I'm a glutton for punishment. And he's like, look, I screwed up and I know it's too late, but I love you, Joey. She goes, well, I don't understand how loving someone translates into leaving them behind. I was like,
Right.
all right, we're back on that again. We cut to Dawson. He looks like he's gonna puke in a trash can, and Natasha's outside smoking. She's like, are you about to throw up, you dipshit? He's like, fuck off, Natasha. You don't even care anyway. She goes, look, this is when she like comes down like off of her like, you know,
Bye, horse.
her bitch mode for a minute. She's like, you've directed before, right? Look, you're not making some silly little movie with your silly little friends. This is its own different world with its own code of conduct. Here, you're not entitled to anyone's respect. You have to earn it. You walk around like a deer in headlights, you will get run down. And this whole puking thing is unacceptable. Just say you have the flu. And he's like, thanks, Natasha. I appreciate it. She's like, don't thank me. Just get your fucking act together, Dawson.
Get your shit together.
He's like, got it. Noted. So now we're on a double date with Jen and CJ and Grams and CJ's Uncle Bill. Who is a very familiar actor. I didn't look him up. Hold on. He's been in a million things. At first, I thought it was Pacey's dad. I was like, what the fuck's he doing in this episode? Playing the dad character. I was like, oh, wait, that's not Pacey's dad. That's Uncle Bill. He was very. Did you recognize him?
No.
Uh-oh.
I thought he was kind of gross, though.
Yeah, his character was.
I
He's
feel
the
like that's
kind of.
kind of like how it is with old people, though. They kind of get to a point where they just don't fucking care.
Uncle Bill was played by Jeffrey Lewis. Oh, he died in 2015. You know, he's a Leo. He was in everything. Jesus. He was in House. He played older man in one episode.
Oh.
Criminal Minds, The Devil's Rejects. That's where I recognize him from.
The
Rob
Devil Rejects.
Zombies. Yeah, The Devil
Devil
Rejects.
Rejects. Okay.
He was in Law and Order: Criminal Intent. He was it. Oh my God, he was in a show called The Mountain with Oliver Hudson. Interesting. When did that show come out? 2004, 2005. Where did that air? I wonder if that was on the CW for the WB. It was on the Oliver Hudson got a show after Dawson's Creek called The Mountain. The WB presents The Mountain with a bunch of hot looking people, and it only lasted one season. We
Don't
should do.
remember it.
I don't either. We should do this show for our Patreon.
Oh my God. With all the hot people, where are they now?
Anyway, so yeah, Jeffrey Lewis plays Uncle Bill. He's a very familiar character actor, so go look him up if you're interested. If not, I don't really care what you do. So, Uncle Bill is very abrasive and he's very loud. And Grams is just being her Grams self, eating her soup and trying to talk about the Bible study. And he's like, oh,
About going to
you're.
Vegas.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
Grant.
Yeah. He goes, what do you do for fun over there, Grams? I don't even think he calls her Evelyn. She's like, well, sometimes I like going to Vegas and gambling. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's a lot of fun. Did you ever go to that bunny ranch and fuck some girl, hot girl? She's like, what?
Bunny Ranch. Wow.
Happens to Betsy. Whatever are you talking about? So Uncle Bill's just being annoying and gross. He says at one point he says that there's a pubic hair in his soup, and
Yeah.
PJ's like, shut the fuck up. And
Please.
we hear Grams mutter or say under her breath, she goes, disgusting. And he goes, what did you say over there? And he goes, you know. You should stop staring into your soup and maybe go to the doctor. She's like, what are you talking about? Go to the doctor. And he's like, yeah, to get that ice cap wedged out of your asshole. And she looks like she's crying at first. And Jen's just like, oh, Grams, are you okay? And she's just like,
Guess she needed
Kind of
that
like,
laugh. I don't know. I'm questioning Grant's sanity at this point because I didn't think I was that
I didn't either. I would have been like,
funny.
fuck you. What are you talking
Yeah.
about? Uptight. I would have been like, you're fucking disgusting. So, she's cracking up laughing. I guess maybe she like realized she was maybe a little being a little uptight. But I don't know. They all start laughing. It's like an icebreaker, whatever. So we are back at the movie. The director of photographer, Frank, is setting up the shot. And Dawson's like, Frank, this isn't what we talked about. And Frank's like, I know, this one's better. Now get the fuck out of my way, kid. And Dawson goes up to another crew member and he goes, hey, could you DP this film? And he's like, well, yes, in theory. I'm like, why do they always say that? In theory. That's
Because
what
they've
he
never done
said.
it before, that's why.
But that's what he said too about directing the movie. And
Yeah.
Jamie, ask me like a really random question. Like anything.
What color is the sky?
No, ask me if I can do something.
Can you do jumping jacks?
Yes, in theory. Anyway, so Dawson tells the guy, great, you're the new DP. And he's like, what? So he's like, Frank, get the fuck off my set. You're fired. And then the other guy laughs and he's like, and you're next. And then he's just like, so then he goes, "Let me reintroduce myself. I'm Dawson Leary, the director of this film, and I'm not afraid to fire anyone." And then he gives Natasha her script, and he's like, "You need to familiarize yourself with this script because you need to say every fucking word in this script, you bitch." And she's just looking at him like, oh my God, I'm feeling so tingly down there. And he goes, "I'll fire anybody. I learn from the best." And then he looks at Heather, and then he sits down in his director's chair. So then Heather walks over to him, and she goes, "You were this close to getting fired." I was like, "Shut up, Heather. You can't fire somebody you forced into a job like that's
No,
never directed.
it'll make her look bad.
You were this close, Dawson. This close." So Dawson got control, and he fired that asshole who should have been helping him instead of hurting him. Audrey and Bob are at a bar called Rebel Yell, which is a song by Billy Idol.
Yeah. In the Minotto, she cried more,
Oh, no.
more, with a rebel yell. She cried more, 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 more,
Exactly.
yeah.
We see Bob passed out. So Audrey's getting a drink at the bar, and she meets this creeper with long hair, a mullet, and he takes her out to see his monster truck, and she's like, "Great, I gotta go back. Like, I don't fucking care about this. Why did I even follow you?" Oh, because he bought her a drink, and she was
Yeah.
like, "Okay, I'll
She's
go
just
see your truck."
yeah.
So he's like, "I don't care. Like, I'm gonna fuck you in the back seat of my truck." And she's like,
All
"No,
I
you're
care
not."
about is getting you naked.
Yeah, and she's like, "No, you're not." And he was like, "You are shaking your ass all up there, blah blah blah." Like he's allowed to just do that to her. So
Yeah.
she like loses it because it's like, I guess it's like pent up PTSD that she had from when she had that other situation, and
Right.
she literally just starts beating the shit out of this guy. And as she's doing that, Joey and Eddie are walking up, perfect timing,
Perfect timing.
walking up to the bar, and they pull Audrey off the guy, and she's still like kicking him and stuff. And
She's beating the snot out of them, and I was cheering her on the entire time, but she definitely had PTSD because the last time she was drinking that like really heavily, she almost got raped. And this time she's alone. Like her boyfriend, quote unquote, is passed out at the bar at the table. Like she's alone. She ditched her friends. At least this time she wasn't that far gone.
yeah, she seemed pretty like aware.
And I feel like she has kind of been a little bit more aware. Have you noticed that? Like this entire episode, she's supposed to be like doing all these crazy things, but like she wasn't that hungover or really hungover at all when they found her in the tub. And she's not like super smashed like at the bar. So I don't know what's happening, but.
Yeah, they were like busy. Play it more like you're aware of what's happening, not like blackout drunk.
Yeah, I
She's
get
like,
it.
"Got it." Cut to Katie, cut to Katie. So she like hugs Joey, and she's like, "Joey, I'm so sorry. I think I'm ready to go to rehab now." She's like, "Oh, fine, great. Fucking about time. I don't have to chase your ass around this fucking country anymore."
My God, for real.
So Uncle Bill and Grams and CJ and Jen are back from dinner, and they decide to go for a walk because Uncle Bill's like, "I'm not ready to call this a night." And Grams is like, "I could go for a walk. Maybe I'll blow you between one of these townhouses."
My God. I don't think
So
Graham goes that way, but okay.
I know
All right, Grams.
she probably has a hard time getting on her knees.
Oh my God. Probably though. I mean, I have a hard time getting on my knees. At least like it hurts, you know? And then trying to get back up off of your knees, you crouch down, you're on the floor, you can't get up. That shit hurts. Like, no thanks.
Oh my God. You know how he's
Saying.
probably, this guy, Uncle Bill, is probably so mean in bed too. He probably like, he's so selfish. Probably
Mean,
just nasty to these, to his, he was probably so nasty to his wife. But anyway, CJ calls Jen a genius. He's like, I haven't seen my uncle like that in a long time. And Jen's like, "Well, if only I was a genius and trying to figure out my own love life." I was like, here we go. He's like, "Well, you don't do so bad." She goes, "Yeah, with the last boy, I like slept with my friend." And then he says,
Now
"If
he's
I..."
trying to backtrack and
Oh my God, Jamie, it was so annoying. He goes, "If I knew you then the way I know you now, that wouldn't have happened." What the fuck is that?
I don't know. That just doesn't make any fucking sense to me. So you didn't care that you slept with this girl's friend, but because you didn't really know her that well, you weren't interested. But you were interested in the drunk mess at the bar, knowing they were friends. I feel like that was just, I don't know. I don't know, but I didn't like it.
I didn't buy it. I thought it was such a dumb thing to say.
Whatever.
I don't like CJ at all. So she goes, "How come?" And he goes, "Because I couldn't bear the thought of hurting someone so amazing." She goes, "You think I'm amazing?" And he says, "Yeah, pretty much." So then he leans in to kiss her, and she turns around and she denies his kiss. And I was like, "Oh, good. She did not just give him the
Then
kiss."
she's like, just kidding.
Yeah, and then she
She's just
kisses
all
him.
about him.
And she's like trying to reach his face because she's so tiny. And they're making out in front of the house. And I was like, "Oh God, this makes absolutely no sense." If I had a friend,
I thought we were like beyond this by now.
I know, like, I don't know why
Again,
they're set.
you're making more bad decisions with your relationships.
Like, why are they setting her up with him? I don't get it. Like, if I had a friend, a close friend, who slept with somebody that I liked, and the guy started hitting on me, I'd be like, "No, I don't want to be friends with either one of you. Like, you're both
No, dude,
disgusting."
cut you out of my life.
So weird. We see Dawson filming the final scene. He calls Rap. He thanks everyone for a great day, and everyone claps. And then we see Natasha giving Dawson a back rub in his director's chair, and he goes, "I'm sorry I had to yell at you." And she goes, "Don't be sorry. It kind of turned me on, actually." She's like, "You want to go get a drink after this?" And he's like, "Uh-oh. What does that mean?" We're at
He
Audrey's
knows what it
mansion.
means with that smile. He knows
I
what it
know.
means.
He's like, "You're gonna get the Dawson dick." The Leary dick.
The Natasha special.
I know. So now they're at Audrey's mansion, and Joey's just like, "Audrey, I had no idea." She goes, "I know, it's so tacky. The one in Malibu was much nicer." I was like, "Well, that was tacky." Audrey and Eddie have a moment. She apologizes to him, and she's like, and he's like, "You know, you're actually funny, Audrey." And she goes, "You're not so bad yourself, Eddie Dowling." And he says, "Well, that's not what your friend thinks." And she goes, "Of course she does. Why do you think this is so hard for her? You're gonna go down in the books as one of the great loves of her life, which, trust me, doesn't suck." I hate when people say that, "in the books." I hate that saying.
You're in my little black book.
No, like when people post on Facebook and they're like, "We think."
Another vacation in the books or something stupid.
Yeah.
Add another one to the books, guys.
So
Cheers.
stupid. Another vacation in the Outer Banks in the books. What are you drinking, a whole bottle of wine? Jesus. Are you on like holiday time now?
Yeah, I'm on holiday time now. I am on holiday time now. I don't know.
You're drinking a
It
whole bottle of wine
wasn't much left of it. There's only
from the
like,
bottle.
it's like a glass left, dude, because it's only like 2.5 glasses. It's not worth an empty, it's not worth a dirty dish. I just drink right from the bottle. I'm classy like
Sure.
that.
Yeah. I don't hang around with trash like you. From a bottle.
Straight from the
Straight from Worcester.
Oh my
Worcester sauce for
God.
Teddy.
Straight from the trailer, babe.
So Joey's like, "Audrey, do you want me to go in with you?" And she's like, "No." I would have been like, "No, I want to go see your fucking house. I drove here this whole way. I want to see your mansion."
Right?
And Audrey's
Show
like,
me.
"I should face them myself." Whatever, Audrey. So then Audrey tells Joey that she goes, "I would say I'm sorry and all that, but I've said it all before, and I don't want to insult you with empty words. I'm just going to try and get this thing under control. It's going to be hard because first I got to figure out why I'm so friggin' unhappy." And Joey hugs her and she says, "When you do, just know that everyone in Bean Town loves you."
Oh my God. Bean Town.
Wrote that line?
Don't even know what that means.
That's what they call Boston because it's like a
Oh.
coffee town.
Bean Town.
Bean Town. So Audrey's like, "Who would have thought that the skinny, uptight prude I met my freshman year would be my best friend in the whole world?" And she's like, "Oh, Joey, it's time for you to let Eddie go." So she's like, "I know." Then Bob wakes up and Audrey's like, "Hey, Bob, we're going to use you as a distraction to take away the other stuff so my parents don't really notice what the problem is."
We stopped by in Vegas and we got married. Really?
He's like, "We did."
Cool.
Oh, and then he's like, can we sell off sex?" And she's like, "No, we're not having
And then
sex."
he like begs her a little bit and she's like, "We'll see."
Yeah, she's like, "Maybe."
Oh my God.
Dawson's waking up in his hotel and Natasha's leaving and she's like, "I have an audition." She's like, "You know, the last couple of days have been great, but you know, I'm swamped. I got all these auditions and you know, we're not a couple." Like she's basically telling him like this wasn't a thing,
She was
Dawson.
like trying to let him down easy, like he was gonna, like he hadn't, like he didn't learn his lesson the first time.
You know. She and he's like, "I get it, Natasha, it's fine. Don't worry about it." She goes, "You sure?" And he's like, "Yeah." And she tells him that she thinks, she goes, "I think I might be wrong about you because watching you direct that movie, it made me so proud of you." Whatever she says to him. "I've never been so
Wah,
proud
wah,
of anyone in my whole life, not even
wah.
myself." And she kisses him goodbye. It's a kind of a hot kiss.
Yeah.
And she tells him that, you know, "So you know, there will be other actresses, but just remember, I was the first. Don't forget it." And he goes, "I won't, I promise." So that's the end of Natasha. No more Natasha.
Finally, see ya. Bye.
Bye.
Yeet her on out of there.
Yeet her. Yeet
Yeet her on out of there.
her. Bye, Natasha.
Toodaloo.
We see Joey and Eddie walking around California, just like in a park or something. I don't know.
I
And
don't know.
he's like, I still don't feel like I belong here. Well, you just got there, Eddie. So
Why would you feel like you belong there?
he literally just arrived. So she tells him that everything will work out, and if it doesn't, he can go back to pretending to be a student. And he's like, "You know, we should meet up in a year and just see where we are." And she goes, "Yeah, where?
Paris.
Where, Eddie?" Yeah, he goes, "How about Paris? You've never been there. Paris shouldn't be something you should done. You should wait.
What?
Paris shouldn't be something you should do once upon a time." Oh yeah, he says, "Yeah, Paris shouldn't be something that you should that should be done once upon a time." And she goes, "It is a very nice daydream." And he goes, "Well, it doesn't have to be." So she looks like she's getting upset now. And she says, "If something happens and we don't make it to Paris, I want you to know I'm not going to forget you." She goes, "You might be the sweetest, nicest surprise that's ever happened to me. I guess that's my way of saying I love you too." And she hugs him and she tells him that she's going to love him for, she's going to, I can't talk.
I'm gonna love
And
you forever.
this is all I'm asking of you.
10,000 lifetimes together. Is that so much for you to do?
From the moment that I saw your face, is that
Yeah, you're right.
a... I
And
don't
felt
remember.
the fire in your sweet embrace. I
God
swear
say
I
anything, I'm
I'm
gonna
gonna love
love
you
you
forever.
forever.
All the way people,
Oh,
like, they came down on her really hard about like her singing, and I actually love Jessica Simpson, so I don't understand it.
no, she really can sing. I think she was
Yeah.
just she
It was
wasn't.
that tuna of the sea, chicken of the sea crap that really did her dirty.
No, I don't even think it was that. Yeah, that show kind of made her look dumb, but
Yeah.
I don't know. I always liked her too. I never had a problem with her. So, Joey says, "You might be the sweetest, nicest surprise that's ever happened to me. I guess that's my way of saying I love you too. And then she hugs him and tells him she's going to keep loving him for as long as she can. And she goes to leave and he grabs her and
Which
they
is not
like
very long because we go back to Pacey.
I know. She they embrace and then they kiss for the last time. And it's like a fucking 10-minute montage of like the camera,
And
like
him sucking face, and
yeah.
this is the last kiss. Better make it a good one.
And the palm trees and California and the sun and the beach and they're in heavy coats. It's crazy. And we get the end credits. That's the end of the episode. Next episode is number 14, titled Clean and Sober. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's it, Jamie. That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
Do you have any final
Final
thoughts?
thoughts? Final thoughts, Stephen.
Well, if you're
I might be feeling a
asking,
little bit of a buzz right now already. I'm just saying, like,
maybe.
I only had a couple sips of this. This is really good.
Right, final thoughts.
I mean, I liked it. I can't wait to see what happens next because I really don't remember. I don't know why this season is really hard for me to like remember. What happens? We've talked about this before.
No, I mean, I haven't watched these episodes in years, but I remember certain things. Like,
Yeah.
I didn't completely remember this episode. I remembered the road trip stuff. I didn't remember anything about the movie set, but four grams going on a
I
date.
know. Forgot about the date thing. All right, Grams, get down with your bad self.
I think my main focus was the whole Joey storyline, but I saw a picture from the next episode, one of the characters in the next episode, and I remembered it. I remember watching it. So
What was it?
it was like there's like a director or somebody like in rehab. I think Dawson goes to visit Audrey in rehab and he runs into a famous director and this woman and they start talking and stuff. So
Yeah, I don't remember that. Probably because it's a Dawson heavy episode.
I just remember her because it was just a different character, I guess. But I did start, I'm not gonna lie, I did start watching the beginning and Jack and Pacey are in it and they're in a Best Buy. I was like, I did remember that because I remember being like, that's the Best Buy that we used to go in all the time, I feel like, when we would go down there.
You know what I miss?
Best Buy.
Blockbuster. No, we have Best Buy still. I miss Blockbuster. I
Miss
really do.
Blockbuster too, but Best Buy is not the same as it used to be. Best Buy doesn't even sell
No.
movies anymore.
No, they've been slowly taking them out, probably because people haven't been buying them. Everybody streams now. It's all like the Best Buy used to have a whole section of instruments too, and that's not even there like that anymore. Like it was like a room you would walk into. And it would have like piano, keyboards, and like guitars and
Yeah, I
shit.
remember that.
They don't even have that anymore. They do have like a home theater section now. So it's like all about home theater now instead of music. And you have your computer section, your phone section, the music and the DVDs, which are slowly going away. And now it's all like appliances, vacuum cleaners, washer and dryers, like whatever, which is cool. But I don't even care about that. I miss Blockbuster. I miss walking in the Blockbuster and picking out movies that you want to watch and getting some snacks and going home and watching them. Now it's Netflix and Redbox.
I don't even do those. I literally just stream everything. Or like I'll
Well,
rent
I know. I
something.
don't even know how Redbox is still like around at this point because everything is streamed and everybody has all these streaming services. Blockbuster was like an experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to roam the halls. You got all the new stuff that was on the back wall. And then you had all of the older stuff like in the middle and you would just roam around. And then they had a section over in the corner of things that you could buy, movies that they were no longer like renting out and stuff, and you could buy them.
You know what I used to like? I missed like the old mom and pop video stores that I used to go
Yeah,
to. There was
those too.
one that was right around the corner from my house called Videotape Center, and they used to give me movie posters all the time. And that was so old school. Like I remember when they bought the building next to them and they expanded, and it was
Yeah.
just a bigger store, but they had like the old aisles with the movies like on top of each other, and
And
It
it's
had the
always
back
darker, you know what I
room,
mean? Like
the horns.
Blockbuster was always so much brighter, but then like the mom pop shops, I always remember them being a lot darker and a lot smaller.
Yeah.
And I one of my favorite memories as a kid is when I would go visit my dad, and he would take me to this one that was near him, and it was small and it was dark, but we would always get Fern Gully. Like that's the one that I looked for. I didn't even care about looking at the other ones. I always went there to look for Fern Gully, and that's what I watched.
Fern Gully. I don't think I've ever
Yeah.
watched that.
Oh my God, Save the Rainforest. It's got Batty. The name is Batty. Well, something is erotic. Oh my God, it was great. You need to watch it. If anybody's a Robin Williams fan, you need to watch Fern Gully, okay? Just watch it for me.
All right. Well, I love reminiscing about old video stores.
Me too.
So I like this episode. It was an easy watch. I feel like it went by really fast.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like I'm glad Audrey's finally like going and getting help that she needs,
I
and
agree.
I'm
She's
glad
been driving us
Dalton.
crazy the whole season. And finally, she's like hopefully gonna find herself and figure out what's going on with her.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean the series finale is coming up soon, so we're gonna figure out what happens with her.
I
Her
know.
character, because she's not in it. But no, I thought it was a good episode.
I
I am looking
don't know.
forward to next week.
I feel like I don't remember if we ever like have a follow-up on what happens with her, unless we get it in this next episode, because I feel like she just kind of falls off. We don't really see her again.
She is
I
in the
don't
next episode, but I do
know.
believe Joey gives us an update on her in the finale, if
Okay.
I remember. She's
I don't remember,
not
so
in it.
you're one up on me.
Well, anyway, is there anything else you want to talk about here, Jamie? Because like I had nothing else to talk about.
No, I think that's everything about the show that I can think of that I want to talk about. Yeah.
I just can't believe we're almost done the series.
I'm trying not to think about it, but I mean, don't worry, listeners, we've got something else in store for you. You're gonna love
We're
it.
recapping the 2004-2005 Oliver Hudson-led series, The Mountain from the WB.
You're gonna love it.
That would be our next, that's our next project.
Right. Don't worry. You're gonna love the project. I promise. You're gonna love it.
Right, well, Jamie, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram at jlyn_booklover.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, thanks.
And if you want to find us, you can follow us on Instagram and Threads at Creek Talk Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Creek Talk Pod. You can join our Facebook group and have fun with us over there. If you want to send us any type of feedback or any type of story you want us to read on our next episode, you can email us at creektalkpodcast@gmail.com, or you can send us a DM through Instagram. We would love to hear from you. And if you're feeling generous, you can always give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and as well as a 5-star rating on Spotify. It's totally free and it really helps us out a lot. It helps us get
And
our
it'll only
podcast out
take
there.
like 3 minutes of your guys's time, really. I think you can manage 3 minutes.
Yeah, we would really appreciate it if you could just do that for us. It
Just
would
do
help us
it.
out.
Just go do it.
And if you're feeling super generous, you can always join our Patreon, where you will have access to exclusive bonus content, and you'll have early access to our weekly episodes. And we broke down a whole series of the Dawson's Creek spinoff Young Americans, as well as the 2002 Kevin Williamson series Glory Days, which we just finished this month. So go over to any of our link trees and any of our bios, and you'll find everything over there. But for now, thank you for listening. We hope everybody has a great weekend. And yeah, don't take everything literally.
Because they're probably bullshitting you, just saying.
Yeah, nobody really means they're going to pay you back, drive you across the country. Nobody really wants to do
No,
that.
even if they're going there anyways.
We'll be back next week with an all new episode of Creek Talk Podcast.
Bye.
Bye. Jamie's drinking the rest of her wine.
Ha 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 ha.
talking about Dawson's Creek.